This is Mary McChesney interviewing Richard Ayers, spelled A-Y-E-R, who lives at 1321 19th Avenue in San Francisco. Dick, present also this afternoon is Robert McChesney. Dick, I'd like to ask you, first, where were you born?
In San Bernardino.
That's in Southern California?
In Southern California, yes.
And what year was that?
That was in 1909. Hardly a man is now.
The date of the recording is September 26, 1964. Dick, where did you receive your art training?
Well, it was largely self-taught most of my life, and I studied some with Hilaire Heiler, and I studied at California School of Fine Arts, as was. He was various people who were teaching on the WPA. I don't know, it was pretty haphazard, but it came out pretty consistent.
Where did you study with Heiler?
Well, I worked with him on the Aquatic Park project and studied color with him on the outside.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Pickup, you know, it was a friendly arrangement.
How did you first get on any of the government art projects?
Well, that's, let me think. Well, Heiler got the contract for our appointment, I should say, as supervisor for the Aquatic Park building. And I think it was on the advice of Kenneth Rexroth that Heiler, sent me a telegram and asked if I would care to work with him. And so I got on the project. I had been on some sort of projects before and was assigned to the Aquatic Park, and along with several other people. And at that time, it was just in the blueprint stage, and nothing but a couple of bulldozed holes and a bunch of somewhat inaccurate blueprints. And that's the way it started.
Do you remember what year that was?
That was, I think it was 1934.
The latter part of 1934.
Yeah, I think that'd be more accurate.
Mm-hmm. You had been on government art projects or government projects previously to this?
I had been on, I worked as an assistant to Victor Arnatov, and a very minor assistant, just color grinding, you know, and things of that sort, on a fresco project he was doing for the Presidio of San Francisco, the chapel there. I didn't do much painting there. I did mostly just routine tasks, and I filled in here and there. It was an interesting thing. Victor was a nice guy to work for. Or with, I should say.
Do you remember what year that was?
Oh, that must have been in 1932 or 3. It was the very first part of the WPA.
That was WPA, not
yes.
PWA?
No, WPA.
WPA. And I'd like to talk about that mural. can you tell me the size of it? Do you have any idea how big it was?
You mean Victor's? Or?
Yes, the one you worked on with him.
No, I couldn't even hazard a guess. It wasn't too large. It was in a patio of the chapel at the Presidio.
What was the subject matter?
It was a history of San Francisco. The central figure was a large statue of St. Francis, and then there were Indian figures, Spanish figures, in the upper left, as I recall, upper stage left, that is. And they have Consuelo Arguello, was it? And Resinov, I've forgotten the historical figures, the Spanish occupation, yeah. And Indian life, and then two or three historical incidents. And officers of the Presidio, which many of which were portraits, approving the plans for the Golden Gate Bridge, Golden Gate Bridge. Then various little incidental things. It is a darn nice deal.
Was this a fresco painting?
Fresco, yes.
Or were there any other assistants who worked with you?
Oh, well, I wasn't the head of... Yes, there was... whose names I have long forgotten. I was rather new in the situation then.
Didn't Clay Stone work on a mural out there at the Presidio, too?
I shouldn't be at all surprised. Merlin Hardy worked there. And,
that's a new name. Merlin Hardy.
Merlin, M-E-R-L-I-N?
L-I-L-Y-N, I think it is. Yeah.